Good morning and welcome to episode 63 of Martin Uncut. Today it's March the 31st, 2021. Today's episode is Clubhouse Killers. My cold is still ongoing, but I don't know if you can hear any difference on my voice today, but I feel a little bit better actually. My cough is almost gone and I'm not as slimy anymore as I was yesterday. So hopefully it will be gone in a day or so. Yesterday I read this article from the Swedish IT newspaper called Break It, where they are mentioning that Spotify is developing their Clubhouse killer. Spotify has bought a company called Betty Labs. They are a digital development studio in LA, US. And they have developed some sport-related applications where I would think Locker Room is probably their most famous one or their main application, so to say. It's a conversational application, but it's very, very focused on the sports world. And I think that is the major difference between Locker Room and Clubhouse. But I haven't used Locker Room, but it's really not important for the thoughts I have on today's episode. If I understand Spotify's interest in Locker Room correctly, they are interested in it because they want to build the community of music lovers and music artists even closer or even tighter than they have today. And they want to offer the whole experience, not only what is consumed by the user, but they also want to make the user part of this experience. And Spotify is an passive application. I think that is the biggest problem here. And when I said it's a passive application, is that you turn on music and then you listen to the music. And while you're listening to this music, you're not really interacting with the application. Not too much, at least. Of course, there are some people browsing around finding new stuff, but I think it's quite passive once you have found your playlist and turned that on. And that is what Spotify wants to change. But I think that is a really, really hard change to do, and it will require a lot of time and a lot of work. There is also a lot of rumors that the social networks, such as Twitter and Facebook, are developing their own Clubhouse killers. And I think this is a lot bigger threat than Spotify, because the users here, they are already active on the phone or on their application when they are interacting with the social networks. They are reading text, they are watching videos, they are using different type of chat messages and so on. And this would be a really natural place to also spread rooms or the conversations within these networks. So that I would say that it fits like the hand in the glove. I found almost all of the interesting rooms that I have been joining or want to be joining through a social network of one kind, not through the Clubhouse app. I also think that these applications, they have a lot easier way to monetize the media compared to an external company that is one channel and currently one platform only. I mean, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and so on, they could easily hook on their current monetization models into Clubhouse fairly easily. I think it's harder for Clubhouse to do it by themselves. Personally, I would love to see Clubhouse media on LinkedIn. It makes so much sense here because why not have professional conversations on a professional topic where all professionals are already meeting? And they are already meeting on LinkedIn. And I don't know about you, but my network on LinkedIn is full of Clubhouse invites as it is already. I don't really like the wording that are being used here. They are saying Clubhouse killer. Do we really need to have a perfectly good application that a lot of people is using and like? I have spoken about my thoughts on Clubhouse multiple times before in a lot of different episodes. And you can go back in the archives if you want to see more, just use the Clubhouse tag. But I do get a bit annoyed when the media is cheering on or hyping things. And this can be a new service like Clubhouse that is a new and everyone should be in there, hype, hype, hype. Or the being of a death of a service or a company. I have previously predicted that I don't think Clubhouse will make it. That prediction is still so, and is still very much alive. But I really hope that they will make it. I think their chances are really, really small. They should never have extended the limited release to a big audience as they have done with the invites. I mean, there is millions of people on Clubhouse now. Before they had a working and stable Android application. And that is the reason why someone else will come around and eat Clubhouse's lunch. Because the big dragons, they can step out fairly quickly and just release their own application and steal the whole thing from them. However, Clubhouse are doing a lot of things and a lot of good things. In the past, I have complained about the problems to find rooms. The search feature, for example, in Clubhouse has been improved and has been approved a lot. But the application is still hard to find in or use. I think the UI is very compromised and there is a lot of features in every view, so to say. And they could do a lot there to make it easier to find things. But they're making small steps in the right directions, but they really, really need to fix the platform issue before one of the big dragons just go in and release their own multi-platform solution. To summarize, I don't think Spotify will release the Clubhouse killer. They may release similar functionality, but it will not be a Clubhouse killer. It will be someone else that will be doing it. And if Clubhouse is not fixing their platform issue to be more inclusive, they are essentially killing themselves. That is what I'm saying here. However, I may be wrong. I have in the past been very critical about Spotify's dip into podcasting and thinking that that would not pay off. But now it seems to pick up. The podcasting seems to pick up for Spotify. So they may not be making any money on it yet, but traffic is for sure increasing, and I think they are steadily taking market shares in the podcasting scene. So, and that today it's mainly from Apple, I would say. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, feel free to recommend it for friends and family, and why not a colleague. And if you have the opportunity, please go into iTunes and give me a review. That would make it easier for other people to find this show, and that would make me happy. Until tomorrow, have a great day. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.